Daniel 2, reading 6. Daniel is raised up. Some teachings concerning the promise of the new church. First, verse 44. And in the days of these kings, the God of heaven shall set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to another people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand for ages. True Christian Religion 788. That this new church is to follow those that have existed since the beginning of the world, and that it is to endure for ages of ages, and is thus to be the crown of all the churches that have preceded, was foretold by Daniel, first when he narrated and explained to Nebuchadnezzar his dream of the four kingdoms, which mean the four churches that were represented by the statue that he saw. Verse 47. The king answered Daniel and said, Of a truth, it is that your God is a God of gods, and a Lord of kings, and a revealer of secrets, since thou couldst reveal this secret. True Christian Religion 786. All churches depend on a knowledge and acknowledgement of one God, with whom the man of the church can be conjoined. It follows that a church must follow these first four, which will know and acknowledge one God. The sole end of God's divine love, when he created the world, was to conjoin man to himself and himself to man, that he might thus dwell with man. The former churches did not possess this truth. This new church is the crown of all the churches that have hitherto existed on the earth, because it is to worship one visible God, in whom is the invisible, like the soul in the body. Thus, and not otherwise, is a conjunction of God with man possible, because man is natural, and therefore thinks naturally, and conjunction must exist in his thought, and thus in his love's affection. And this is the case when he thinks of God as a man. Conjunction with an invisible God is like a conjunction of the eye's vision with the expanse of the universe, the limits of which are invisible. It is also like vision in mid-ocean, which reaches out into the air and upon the sea and is lost. Conjunction with a visible God, on the other hand, is like beholding a man in the air or on the sea, spreading forth his hands and inviting to his arms. Daniel seems to represent the Lord with us in his word. By his word, he wants to restore love truly conjugal. Verse 48. Then the king made Daniel great, and gave him many great gifts, and made him have dominion over the whole province of Babylon, and made him the great one of the governors over all the wise men of Babylon. Conjugal love number 73. Conjugal love was the greatest of loves among the ancients who lived in the golden, silver, and copper ages. Conjugal love gradually moved away from its holiness and purity until it became licentious. But there is still hope of its returning to its pristine or ancient holiness. I grieved in spirit that marriages, which in the ancient ages had been most holy, are so hopelessly changed into adulteries. And the angel said, It is the same at this day with religion. For the Lord says, In the consummation of the age, there shall be the abomination of desolation foretold by Daniel. The end is now, for there is no truth left which has not been falsified, and falsification of truth is spiritual whoredom, which acts as one with natural whoredom, because they cleave together. But after his advent, conjugal love will be raised up anew by the Lord, such as it was with the ancients. For this love is from the Lord alone, and it is with those who are made spiritual by him through the word. Questions. It says in the summary of the internal sense of Daniel 2, Then the Lord will come and destroy that religion, and will institute a church that will be in divine truth from him. We also read, Unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it abides alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. John 12. Some things with us have to die for us to bear fruit spiritually. What might be some aspects of our religion, individual or collective, that the Lord needs to come and destroy, as it says, in order to institute a church with us that is in divine truth from Him? Do you picture the Lord? Do you think of Him with open arms inviting you to come to Him? How do we come to the Lord? What hinders or prevents us from coming to Him? What are some ways the Word helps us to have a healthy, happy marriage? How is the Word a bulwark in us against the love of dominion over our partner, which is so opposite to true love? We read that it is necessary for one church to come to an end before a new one can be raised up. Living in a post-Christian culture and having a post-Christian heredity ourselves, how does this apply to us individually?